What would you say is the most important future event? What is the most important event that will occur in the future in this world? I believe it is the return of Jesus Christ. It's an event that will be seen by everyone. Revelation 1 and verse 7 says, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will mourn because of him." Even so, amen. It's the event that will have the most dramatic and devastating effect on the world. 2 Peter 3:10 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." And it's the event that will produce the most welcome change. Now, of course, all of these things do not happen in a moment, but all of these things are true and will happen in their order after Christ returns. Revelation 21 and verses 1 to 5 says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" These things will actually happen. God has a plan. In that plan, when Christ returns, he will have an earthly kingdom for 1,000 years. But at the end of it, this new heaven and new earth will come into being. But the return of Jesus Christ is something that will affect every individual in the world, every government, every nation, every tribe, every tongue. Everyone will be affected by the return of Jesus Christ. It is the most important event that will occur in the future of this world. The question is, are you ready for it? Am I ready for it? When Jesus talked about it to his disciples, he said, "Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." It will be at a time when many people are not ready, not waiting. It will be a time of judgment, a time of separating one set of people from another. Listen to this that the Lord says, and I'm reading from Matthew 25, just a few selected verses, verses 31 to 34, and then verse 41. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. And all nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" Then down in verse 41, "Then he will also say to those on his left hand, 'Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. What a time that will be. A time of judgment. A time of separation. What makes the difference as to where you will end up? Whether you will be counted among the sheep or among the goats? Whether you will be on the right hand or on the left hand? John 5:24, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." There is salvation in no other but Jesus Christ. Peter, preaching this message, said, "Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Isaiah, writing about Jesus and the great work that he would do, said that he would bear our sins. "Surely he hath borne our sins, taken our transgressions." He took them on himself. And by accepting Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, you can be forgiven. Again, quoting from the words of Jesus, as recorded by John in chapter 3 and verse 18, "He who believes in me is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There is no doubt about it that the most important future event in this world will be the return of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to meet him? You can meet him just now as your Savior, as your Lord, as the one you commit your life to. Or you can meet him in a day to come as a judge. But the choice is yours.